Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, the third parak, Mishnahs 10 and 11. Nivka'a v'amadchus magisa, natal eitz erez ve'ezov u'shnei tulas. So when it burst, because of the fire, the cow burst, he stood outside the pit and took the cedar wood, the hyssop, and the scarlet wool. Amar lahen, and he said to them, eitz erezeh, this cedar wood, eitz erezeh, this cedar wood, ezovzeh, this hyssop, shni talaseh, this scarlet wool, shalosh pamim al kol davar, three times about each item. Vehem omrim lo, hen vehen, shalosh pamim al kol davar, they would say yes, three times for each item. Why three times? Because there are seven varieties of cedar wood and four kinds of hyssop. So some obtain it from the madder plant, which has a red hue. Some use sealing wax, some the talas worm. So he announces publicly and shows them that these items that are stated in the Torah are here. And so therefore, he's asking for the Beit Din permission. Shall I cast this cedar wood, etc., etc.? And the Tosefta teaches that the Kohen also says, shall I cast three times? And they respond to him, yes, three times. Mishnah 11. Krachan bishyare halashon, v'hishlich l'toch sreifasa. So he wrapped them together with the ends of the strip and cast them into the burning. So he's wrapping the cedar wood, the hyssop, the scarlet wool, with the excess of the strip of the scarlet wool. And he's wrapping them in order that they should be heavy and all fall into the burning cow. Okay? And cast that bundle into her burning, into the burning of the cow. Nisrofa chovtin osa b'maklos, v'kovrin osa b'kavaros. So when it burned, they beat it with the sticks and sifted it with sieves. Rabbi Shmuel Omer b'makavos shel evin, uvkivaros shel evin, haisa naases. Rabbi Shmuel says it was done with stone hammers and stone sieves. Shachar shigesh bo efer, kochinoso. A black which had ashes on it was crushed. V'she'en bo manichinoso. And if it didn't have any, then it remained, any blackness. Ha'etzem bein kach u'bein kach haya niktash. And in either case, the bone was crushed. And they were divided into three parts. Echad nitan bechel, one was placed in the rampart. Ve'echad nitan bahar mishcha, and one was placed into the Mount of Atonement, Har Zesim. Ve'echad haya mitchalech l'kol ha'mishmaros, and one was divided among all the different shifts. The one that was placed in the rampart was stored there for posterity. The one taken to the Mount of Atonement was taken from there for the Kohanim to prepare the mixture. And the one that was divided among all the Mishmaros, all the shifts of the Kohanim, was used for sprinkling of those that needed sprinkling. Tomorrow we will do the fourth parak, Mishnahs 1 and 2.